What is the plus? The plus is very simply joy. See, you can have a lot of purpose, but that doesn't mean you necessarily have a lot of joy. If I think from my own experience, the last year has involved myself and a number of my colleagues in a long process, which has been one of getting accreditation from the foremost coaching organization that there is, which is a worldwide organization. And there was a reason why we wanted to do this. We wanted to align ourselves with people who were embracing standards that seemed to us to be important, who were standing for an ethical way of using coaching. And it seemed like a good thing. So we had purpose. And we went through a process of applying. And then there was more applying. Then we did some more applying. And so the months passed. And other months passed. To the point where eventually a year had passed, and we then achieved full accreditation for ITS, the coaching training, for everybody who'd been on the coaching training. So this was great. And I can remember that just before that news finally was given to me, I was thinking about the whole process and how extraordinarily protracted it had been. And it struck me that it was very like house buying in the UK. The thing about house buying in the UK is it is an endless series of cliffhangers for many people. You know, not everybody, but it's very common. You think you're there and then, whoop, there's something else. You think you're there, whoop, there's something else. And I don't know about you, but I can think of many people who have finally, you know, signed the deeds and got their new home, and they kind of slump with exhaustion. They don't go out and dance. It's just, it's almost like now they can allow themselves to feel the fatigue that has been accumulating. This was a very similar experience. Now I can feel good about it, and I can feel the pleasure in it. There wasn't a lot of joy at the time. I was able to maintain momentum because I did have that vision of what it would make possible for people, of being a real contribution to the field. For me, the contribution was what we were doing was bringing NLP to coaching and bringing coaching to NLP. For real, not just using a bunch of words that sounded nice and were the flavor of the month. You know, that was worth doing. So I think sometimes there can be slog. It doesn't all have to be, every moment of my life is just so, so fulfilling. This slog. But there needs to be joy too. So what is it in your life where there is purpose and allowing for, you know, the stuff that has to be done and the hoops you have to jump through, whatever they may be. What is it in your life where you get a buzz? Maybe you get even more than a buzz. Maybe you experience joy. What are those things? Joseph Campbell's famous dictum, when asked about how to live, a small question. His response was a single sentence, which is pretty good. His answer was, follow your bliss. Where is the bliss for you? I don't know. I don't have any bliss. You know, once in a while I don't feel so wretched. It's a start. And seriously, you can do it by doing it as an away from. All right, if I stop banging my head against the wall, I'm going to feel better. That's a start. I'll stop doing a number of things. Whatever those might be. But pretty soon, it's going to be a little more positive. You know, what actually feels good? And it may not just be about feeling good. The bliss may be beyond feeling good. And the way to get at the bliss is often to start with buzz. Move to joy. On to bliss. What comes to mind for you? Because potentially, these are the things that will give you a huge amount. And they can be anything. Sometimes, when people begin to identify these, they have questions like, I'll never get paid. That's a whole nother challenge. And I've quite often been involved with people in essentially designing new careers where you get paid for doing what you love. But you first got to know what it is you really love. So, whichever of these seems most appropriate to you, the buzz, the joy, even the bliss, what does give you that buzz, even that joy, the moments of bliss? What is that for you? Go ahead. Ever found yourself thinking, I ought to be happy? When that happens, it usually signals that there's some sort of mismatch here between expectation and the reality. And it usually indicates there's a lack of joy. That's worth noticing, rather than saying, well, they should be having it, therefore it must be here somewhere. Perhaps I just misplaced it. My friend and colleague, Wendy Jago, has a great story about in her own family. There was a time when her father ended up remonstrating with some member of the family by saying, be happy, can't you? And this ended up becoming a kind of stock phrase in the family and a standing joke. And it is that kind of, there's something nonsensical about it, isn't there? You know, well, try. Try and be happy. And it just indicates that there's some straining. Now, this kind of straining is what you get when you only have purpose and not purpose plus with a new improved ingredient. What you get with purpose on its own, at the extreme, is a kind of dour Protestant ethic purpose. You know, there's a lot of very purposeful people, and you wouldn't want to hang out with any of them. They're sort of frighteningly purposeful. And what's the opposite? Not a complete lack of purpose, utter fecklessness, and just butterfly from one thing to another. Butterflies have a very short lifespan. I think the opposite is purpose with a kind of playfulness. Playfulness. What does playfulness do for us? It's the whole lighten up phenomenon, isn't it? You can still be very on task, very on target, very clear that there are things that matter. But the way you approach it, the way you live it, it's lighter. And it makes a big difference. And I also think that some of the most interesting people I've met have the capacity to be leaders and engage others because they clearly have purpose and yet are also playful. And what happens is people recognize there's real congruence in that. I'm meeting the person, not just the task. So they engage with that. So it may not pay to be too serious. What allows you to cultivate that playfulness? Well, I try to be playful whenever I can. In fact, I'm taking a course on it. I mean, the problem with the course on how to be playful is I just don't feel it's sufficiently structured. However, and I think this is where we start moving into the Spirit. Because the Spirit is definitely involved with playfulness.